Well over 10 years ago, I was just a statistic, another body contributing to the count of visitors traveling to Sitka on a cruise ship. Now I'm a returning visitor, this time by plane. Heather Hoagland, project manager at the McDowell Group, also recalls a time when she contributed to the visitor industry in Sitka as a kayak guide. She likes to tell a story of the time she accidentally flipped her boat in front of a client.
I had to actually do the whole tour in about 6 inches of cold, wet seawater. After that, I moved on to research.
Beyond lessons on how to balance in kayaks, Hoagland offered some insights on visitor traffic trends. She stressed the important impact visitors have on Alaska's economy.
Visitor industry brings in new outside fresh dollars into the Alaska economy, and that makes it really, really valuable. 8%, I think, is something to be really proud of and to advertise. It's a big chunk of our economy.
Hoagland also provided a snapshot of visitor traffic from cruises. This mode of transportation has seen some positive growth, up 6% from 2012 to 2013, recovering from the two earlier years previously marked by the recession. But Hoagland does warn about being more conservative in the coming year. That's because of an expected 3% drop in cruise passengers next season. That's a loss of 28,000 visitors.
So you can kind of see the trajectory. I mean, we kind of have two steps forward, one step back. But still, this next year will be still above, I think, by 7%, these low years.
One explanation Hoagland mentions for the recent step back is the Princess Cruise Line's redeployment of ships. They are sending more ships to the Asian markets. While cruise lines are exploring new markets, passengers are becoming more independent. Hoagland explains that cruisers are finding ways around the shore excursion booking process that the lines encourage.
They're renting cars, they're renting RVs, they're getting off the beaten path, they're finding other package tours, or they're just going out on their own. They're actually waiting to get to port and then choosing their tour, and they're buying it independently.
But the big news, according to Hoagland, has to do with what was happening outside of the cruise sector. It was the increase in the number of people visiting Alaska by plane, counted when each passenger flies out of the state. Hoagland looked at May through August numbers from 2012 to 2013 and found...
And it was up 7%. When I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, huge. Because last year was only up 1%. So a big, big increase.
Hoagland attributes this to fiercer competition among airlines.
Let's see, Virgin America entered the market. JetBlue doubled their capacity. So that was good, I think, for these last-minute bookings and people increasing their travel to Anchorage especially. That was up, I think, 8%.
With the steady increase in cruisers and a growing number of domestic air travelers, Hoagland says the visitor industry outlook is good. I also spoke with Susan Bell, the State Commissioner for Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Bell says the small ship industry is one area to watch when envisioning future growth.
They showcase Alaska in a different way. They go to communities that the large ships don't go to because they don't have the infrastructure or the product available. And also because those small cruise lines originate in the region, it gives people a chance to spend time in Alaska on their own before or after their cruise. So it's a small but very much a significant part of the industry.
She also offered some perspective on how individuals might benefit from growth in the visitor industry.
That's an area where if somebody is thinking, well, I'm not directly involved in it, if you think about the local and statewide tax base, you really need a healthy economy for the rest of the kinds of things that we have as residents. Again, libraries, pools, public safety, education.
Like Hoagland, Bell is optimistic about travel industry growth. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.